And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great show for you today. The guys from H&H Marine are here, Jeff Hughes and Anthony Lewis. We're going to have some fun talking boats and motors and repairs and fishing, too, because the fishing is going off right now. And we're going to tell you all about it right here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great show. So stoked having Jeff and Anthony in here. Lots to cover. Fish are biting. This is boating time.
Yeah.
These are two good guys to have in here today.
I mean, you read Fish Dope every day, and you just read report after report, and it's just these epic fishing from skiffs that are 5 miles out, 12 miles out, 9 miles out, and it's the perfect time to have your own boat. So for those of you that don't have your own boat, you better get one, right, Jeff?
Yeah. Come see us. We can help you in that regard.
Do you actually have boats in stock?
We do have some boats in stock. From our perspective, you know, the kind of craze has cooled off a little bit. And,
yeah.
But we have some Defiance in stock, and we have some more on the way.
Nice.
That are not pre-sold, so they're available.
Okay.
You know, we've shown them
yet. Defiance in stock?
Yep.
Like what?
We have 222 Admirals.
Oh, that's cool. Such a perfect boat for
perfect
here.
Boat for yeah. These
that's
conditions.
That's the pilot house,
yep.
Still towable with an F-150, but still enough to go 50 miles and go tuna fishing.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. You know, I mean, loaded up with the 200, Yamaha 200 on there is what they both have.
Wow.
Super fuel efficient, 100-gallon tank. You know, your range is, you know, really good, just like anything else. You can fish 3-4 guys comfortably. Perfect little setup.
Oh, and then when it's breezy in the afternoon, you just get to shut the door.
Close the
and
door.
Be dry, your T-shirt's on, you're not donning your foul weather gear. Like,
100%.
That's cool, man.
And those boats are built in the Northwest, which is where the weather is. So they're built for, like, weather conditions.
They really are. They really are. And we've tested them. I mean, tried and true. I mean, poor Anthony, he got a little sick. We when we first brought the brand on, we may have mentioned this to you guys before, but just to really test out how seaworthy they were, we took the 25 out on a small craft advisory day, and really gave it the business, and I mean, it handled well.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's got to feel good.
I mean, aside from we were in the house, we were dry and all that stuff, but I mean, it just
didn't
slam.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, we all got off the. I mean, we went off for a full day. We all got off the water. We were like, that wasn't so bad.
Pretty nice.
That's cool, man.
Yeah,
that's
so,
way cool.
And they really do know how to build it. They've got this really cool reverse chine setup that kind of helps stabilize the boat, helps keep it up on top when it is super swelly. Really nice design. They do a really nice job up there, Defiance does.
On those 22s, is there enough room to put a little hoop up top, a little spotting tower?
100%. I mean,
could you put up a full control up there if you want them? I mean, what's the after purchase goodies stuff like on a boat like that?
Sky's the limit.
Okay.
You know, I mean, space is a little bit limited on that rooftop, but we've done second stations up there.
Okay.
Shoot, dude, we did a second station Glenn Denning control with a kicker motor.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. On
Admiral 22.
Wow.
One of the more custom installs we've done.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But to tie in your kicker motor with, you know, your Glenn Denning
and automatic
shift and stuff, pretty neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, sky is the limit.
Yeah,
I mean, most of the guys coming in today outfitted with, you know, your standard, not everyone, but mostly radar, you know, nice transducer and, you know, a lot of Simrad stuff. But.
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, you guys have a new location, Anthony, right?
Yep.
Yeah, where are you?
We're at 10685 Russell Street.
Yeah.
Up in Sereno Valley.
Uh-huh.
Brand new operation, if anyone's ever been to what we call H&H 1.0 down in Pacific Beach. That was a little challenging.
To get in and out of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little challenging. So we made that work, but now we're in a much better, bigger
facility,
bigger location.
Easy in and out.
Easy in and out. We've invested a lot more in our parks department. So we have a full pro shop in there. So, you know, if you guys need anything ever, just give us a call. And chances are we either have it or we can get it for you pretty quick.
And you do full service there too, right?
Full service, yep.
Yamaha and Mercury?
Yamaha and Mercury, yep.
Wow. Certified mechanics?
We, you know, bringing in stuff all the time. We're doing a lot of 100-hour and 200-hour services. People kind of
started
with the fish biting. People are like, oh, maintenance light came on. Got to get in. We're trying to get people in as quick as possible within, you know, 2 to 3 weeks on the maintenances. And then if they have bigger problems, we're probably like 4 to 6 weeks out. But, full service, full parts.
Nice.
We can take care of it all.
And awesome. Who keeps our Yamaha running?
Yeah, for sure. And an expanded boat line too, not just Defiance. Now let me ask you a question about that at 22 Admiral. If somebody was red hot to want a boat and go catch Dorado and tuna 5 miles from Mission Bay or San Diego right now, or Orange County or L.A., whatever, wherever you are, could they buy that today and then go fishing tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's ready to go.
It's like sitting there ready to have the key turn.
I mean, so we were talking about packages.
Sure.
It may not have the package that you want, because we get that stuff without electronics, because everybody's different.
Yeah, you want to customize it.
You know? But if you know what you want and we have the package in stock, you're fishing in 2 days.
That's so rad.
All right. So maybe Monday you're fishing.
Yeah.
If you buy it today.
If you don't want to have any electronics, you can fish today.
Yeah. Hey, the way it's
bring
been
it
lately,
back,
man,
right?
Drive out 5 miles, find a kelp, catch your Dorado, then come back.
I mean,
come back and have them put the electronics on.
Honest to God, just grab your Nox and I, you know, you're good.
And then you have a whole new line of other types of boats too, right?
Correct. So we're really trying to establish ourselves as a kind of well-rounded dealership. Obviously, we're in a fishing town. We want to have fishing boats. We'll always have fishing boats for our community, and that's kind of one of our core clients is the fishing community. But we do have expanded lines. We brought out a really, really kick-ass pontoon line called Barletta They're new to the marketplace, 5 years in, but really making waves. They have been great partners for us so far. They make an amazing boat. As a matter of fact, we have one at the launch ramp. One of our customers is going to splash it after we're done on the show. Just had to do some warranty maintenance work on it, get it back in the water for him. But amazing boat. And really what's cool about it is how well it's constructed. You can take it out open water. I wouldn't take it on a snotty day, but, you know, going from Mission Bay, you know, take it around the point, you want to have lunch in San Diego Bay somewhere, or you want to, you know, take a ride up and check out Torrey Pines, or, you know, you just want to cruise out on the ocean, totally doable.
That's pretty cool.
Performance is really second to none. I mean, pontoons in general these days are all super kind of designed for performance, you know, 350 horsepower and lifting space. I mean, oh, yeah, these boats are going to go 40, 50 miles an hour.
Oh, come on. Pontoon boat?
It's no longer an idle speed party barge.
Nope. Correct.
Now it's a 50-mile-an-hour party barge.
That's correct.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
And, you know, I mean, and all these manufacturers, I mean, really crazy stuff, like twin engine 400s on some point. I mean,
wild.
Pretty crazy. Anyway, we don't have any of that stuff to talk. We got a little bit more modest things, but...
But how cool, though, that you can have something fun for the fam, but you can still go tow a tube around, you can go whatever, you
100%.
Know, very multi-purpose rig.
We have somebody who's ordered a custom boat that'll be here in a couple of months that liked to do towable sports, had length restrictions based on their, you know, slip, and we were able to customize it so they got the horsepower they needed so they could tow the kids and, you know, a tri-tune 21-foot Corsa so it fit in the slip. I mean, dude's stoked.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we also have Godfrey and Hurricane and Little Klamath aluminum skiffs as well.
Wow, kind of all lines. And then you have a new inflatable line too, right?
We do. Called Tacacat.
Those look cool.
They're very cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've been kind of jumping off the shelf the last couple of weeks.
I can imagine.
We even sold one to the guy that cleans pools at Disneyland.
Whoa!
Yeah. So the origin is New Zealand there for the design. What's kind of funky about them is that the original OG line is called the LX, and it's a pontoon style, so it's two pieces. And the niche is that it breaks down, you can throw it in, you know, your truck and, you know, bring it to the beach. Maybe you don't have an engine, maybe you do, but it's manageable, 6-horse, 8-horse. You know, you lug it all down, you can kind of inflate it on you go, and then, you know, out you go. You can use it as a tender, you know, but you can put it on a trailer if you really wanted to. But I think the niche there is it breaks down, you fold it up, you can throw it in a bag.
Yeah.
You know.
Just you're a Catalina guy, you want to be able to go to the mooring and have your own rig, but you don't really have room to store a boat up on the bow.
Correct.
That's cool.
And, you know, the weight's manageable, 60, 70 pounds for the boat itself. And then if you got a 6-horse or an 8-horse, you got 60 to 80 pounds of a motor. You know, 200 Easy. Pounds or less package and inflate the thing and you get yourself on the water.
And they're cats, right? They're two-holed cats, so they're super stable then, right?
They are. The center section is most easily described to be like an inflatable stand-up paddleboard, right? And then you inflate the two outer pontoons around that, and then it just really is just it's a squeeze fit. It's just, you know, all kind of just in there, and then. There's the transom is kind of unique. It's two metal bars, and if you opted to put on your outboard, there's these plates that kind of just get cinched in through some through bolt action, you know. And then there's weight ratings, but the big one is the 420. I think is has passenger rating up to I think 6 people and a 25 horsepower.
Wow,
so, that's true. That's cool.
Yeah, and then everything down to, you know, max horsepower is 6 or 8. With two-person capacity and everything in between.
Perfect for a little tender for smaller boats.
Five different models. Yeah,
that's cool.
Very wow.
Cool. Going back to the Defiance, you said you had the 222s available now. But you had also kind of mentioned that you had stuff in the pipeline. What's coming down the line?
Yeah, we've got that 19 Sea Chaser. That's the Yellowtail edition that was re-released a few years ago. That's also sold like hotcakes in this market.
So that, if I remember, that's the boat that almost has like the forward pilot out, like a skiff version of a lobster style boat. Is that a way to describe it? I love
that's
the looks of that
boat,
thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Forward pilot house, but not the big giant house. So you get weather protection, but still a ton of deck space.
Correct.
in a relatively small boat.
That's right. And I mean,
that is a cool looking boat.
People love it.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
And you have one of those in stock.
I will.
Coming.
Yeah.
Coming. That's on
the pipeline. Actually, those are the next two or three we have are all pre-sold, so those folks are waiting very patiently and anxiously at the same time for those to show
yeah.
up. But I do think we have two unspoken for. You know, the post-pandemic supply shortage chain line thing has really pushed a lot of this stuff out. You know, the boat manufacturers, at least Defiant, a little bit on the smaller side, they're just 6 to 8 months behind where we wanted to be and where everybody
sure.
wanted to be. I mean, it's just kind of
is what it is.
Nature of the business
yeah.
right now, you know. And I do have a, or we do have a one or two of the commanders, which is their pilot house. I mean, excuse me, their center console.
Okay.
Not as popular as the pilot house in the waters here, but also a lot of people don't know that they exist. So when they get there, we'll probably use that boat to bring to boat show season,
yeah.
you know. The Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show probably have it up there. And
just to get to show it off.
Just to show
yeah.
people, yeah.
Cool.
We brought one up to last year's show just to showcase one.
And how big of a center console they make?
So what's really neat about what Defiance does is the hull is the same on both. They just change what's mm-hmm. on top. So it's literally the same hull as the pilot house. So it's a 22-foot version. So they just pull that pilot house lid off, and they just throw the center console lid on. But it's no frills, fishing forward.
Perfect.
Center.
Easy to clean.
Oh,
tons
my God.
Of room.
Yeah.
Tons
I mean,
of
tons of room.
I mean, you think about how
much. 19-footer, right?
22.
I mean, you think about how big that 22 pilot house is. Now take the pilot house away.
Away.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
then you're bigger.
There's space everywhere.
Yeah.
Big fish bags up front.
Yes. So I mean, there's two versions of a center console that exist out there, right? Like there's the style that has the amenities that can do dual purpose. Great fishing machine, but, you know, you can take the family out, or you can take the family out for cocktails, or you can take the wife out, whatever. You know, they make that boat. It's called the Catalina.
Okay.
But then they keep this Commander, no frills, no seats, no seat backs.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Full walkable. You can get all the way to the bow. You're not tripping over a seat. You don't even have to get out of the way. I mean, like, you can go 100% around the rail without an obstruction.
I just think that's the easiest for a fishing guy. You can you get a couple of bean bags. You put people in there for the ride out, and then you throw those things up top so they're not in your way.
Yep.
You've got no cleanup to deal with when you get home. You spray the thing down on your way back in. You wipe the blood off it. You literally get back to the dock. You hit it with fresh water, and you walk away.
That's it.
That's perfect.
Sweet. Yep.
So now, you guys, we haven't even talked about service. You have a complete service department, right,
mm-hmm.
Anthony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you do everything, right? Yeah.
Yep.
You command the service department.
Yep. We're doing, you know, right now we've got some boats on property. We're doing annual maintenance, which is, you know, 80% of what we do. But
yeah.
we do have some bait tank installs, Airmar transducer install, through hole transducer install.
Oh, you do all
right
that?
Now.
So
yeah.
you put blue water bait tanks on, right?
Yep. Blue water bait tanks.
So
you can do full installs where, hey, I don't have a bait tank system on my boat. What does that look like? You know, give us a call. We'll walk you through the process. We have a lot of people that have smaller center consoles with smaller bait tanks. They're like, I don't like it. I can't, you know, get what I want bait-wise. You know, let's see what we can do to upgrade a blue water, you know, maybe under the leaning post. We'll use most of their plumbing, but then we'll just replumb a blue water in it and make it work and, you know, do everything we can to get you back on the water and with a bigger, better bait tank.
Yeah, cool.
We use the service from H&H Marine. They're the ones who take care of our Yamaha. Couldn't possibly be happier about it. And the thing that's been so nice is, like, you know, the mark of somebody is when they'll tell you know, you don't need to worry about something or you do. You know what I mean? Like, well, there's been so many times where we've gotten a call, like, hey, man, you're fine. Don't worry about this. And it just makes you feel so good that when they say, hey, man, you do need to take care of this, you know that there's, like, somebody that's got your motor's best interest in mind. Like, we've been told, don't worry about something just as much as we have. Hey, man, we found this. We gotta do that.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Like, it's just like the mark of somebody that, like, is got your motor in best mind has always been that for me. Like, we don't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
We're really
so,
super happy with it.
So one thing we kind of pride ourselves on and we do with every service is, you know, we do a compression check on the engine, pressure test on the lower unit. That gives us a, you know, an overall health evaluation of what you're looking at. And then we do our, you know, safety inspection on the engine, spark plugs, oil filter, you know, per the service manual. And then if anything pops up, then it's, you know, our service advisors. We've got two service advisors right now, you know, that call a customer and say, hey, exactly, you know, Rick just said it. It looks like this needs to be probably done at the next service. It's fine right now. Or, hey, this is something that let's just replace it, whether it be anodes or whatever it might be. But then we also go over the whole boat. So maybe there's something that on the boat that you might not know works. Well, your horn doesn't work. Your bilge pump doesn't work.
Yeah. There's always something on a boat that doesn't work.
There's always something on a boat that doesn't work.
Right.
But just that style of service, too, of the, hey, man, just a heads up, this is looming. You know, be prepared that in the next 100 hours or within the next 300 hours, this is going to be something that we're, you know what I mean? Like they really care for the motor. Like, you know, they give you a very good outline. Like, hey man, totally fine right now. Let's not worry about it. But start tucking a couple bucks away because in two services from now, we're going to need to replace the service part. That kind of thing. We're so stoked with it.
Cool. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about, a lot of boats and a lot of fishing going on. We haven't even scratched the surface of what's happening here in Southern California.
It's so good.
Has it ever been better?
I was thinking about that a lot.
I don't think so.
Everything is at play.
Yeah. Just
fantastic yellowfin and bluefin, lure, biting, visual fish close to home. The kelp patty fishing, I think, is the best.
Even open water. Open water, Dorado and tuna, everywhere.
I couldn't recall a time in 25 years of working at the landing that I ever remember, like you say, Dorado and yellowtail being better. I certainly can't recall it being better than this.
Yeah.
The size of the yellowtail is fantastic. You know, they're not those 3-pound rats. They're nice yellows.
Yeah.
There's Dorado absolutely everywhere. The islands are biting. Kelps are biting. Open water schools. There's still really good big bluefin fish. It's just everything is at play. It's just awesome. And we're looking forward to talking about it. We're looking forward to talking to you. If you want to join us and support it on Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. You can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, or you can text the show. Texting the show has become hugely popular, been a really fun part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is to access it through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's a great way to listen to archive shows. If you catch some killer maintenance tip from Anthony and you want to go back to it, it's very easy to listen to past shows. Just get that Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download, whether you have an Android or an iPhone. And it's the only way that you can text your questions into the show. So not only are you going to get answered by the experts, but you might have a chance to win a killer prize. At the end of the show today, we're going to take every caller who makes it on the air. We're going to select a potential winner. We're going to take every text message that gets read on the air, select a potential winner. And at the end of the show, one of the boys is going to flip a coin to determine whether the winner today is going to come from the callers and the texters. And, oh, man, if you're that guy, we are giving away a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. Basically, you get a certificate, and it's good for any pair of Costa glasses at CostaDelMar.com, up to a $300 value, which I believe is every pair they make. I haven't found one that's over that mark yet. So, again, $300 coming your way. If you decide you want to get a $250 pair of glasses, you can go that route. If you want to get a $250 pair of shades and then spend $50 on some killer tech shirts or some Costa gear, whatever you want, you got $300 coming your way from CostaDelMar.com. Again, both texters and callers are going to be eligible for that killer prize. So if you want to get through, shoot us a text or give us a call. Again, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of good info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
Have a chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. You just heard Bob Hoots talking about them, and they're awesome, man. You want to win a pair of Costa sunglasses and some accessories too? Get in on it. Get in on the line. 213-432-1090, and got a great text here too. Text the show too. We have lots of text pouring in here. Good morning. I have a 13 and a half foot smoker craft Alaskan aluminum boat. The trailer isn't good. Where can I buy a new trailer for it? Do you sell trailers that for that size of boat? Also, how much is a 9.9 outboard motor and how much is a 15 motor? Rich has all these answers. And first of all, can you even get a 9.9 and a 15? A horsepower motor.
We have a 9.9 in stock.
You have a 9.9 in stock?
Really?
Yeah. How much?
I wouldn't know off the top of my head. Maybe $2,900.
Yeah.
Something
about
like that.
Yeah. Is it Yamaha or Mercury?
It's a Yamaha.
Yamaha.
No,
nice.
We decided to order.
You have a 9.9 Yamaha in stock.
Well, when we decided to bring on Takacat, we kind of ordered heavy on the little portables. And just like everything else in the business right now, things are just trickling in unannounced. So we had a shipment of small motors just show up like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And there's a truck out front.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's honestly what it is. Yeah. So like 2 years ago, you could go into Yamaha and you'd be like, there's my shipment. And you knew when it was going to show up and you could plan for it. Now it's just
those days are gone.
Yeah. You know, like, oh, DHL's out front, you know what I mean? And if it's a roll-up, do we need a forklift? And then, you know, and then
that's
they just kind of show up. And unannounced, you know, like Anthony was actually talking to our sales representative yesterday, and he was saying for the smaller motors, over the next 60 days, we will start to be probably having a vision at least 60 days out on availability,
okay,
which is turning the corner on
that's nice,
that, yeah, which is the first time in 2 years. But the bigger stuff is still hard to come by. So to our texting friend, while we're on texting, we just added a texting function on H&H's website as well.
Oh, nice.
Yep, it's really great. People have been loving it. So just go to hhmarinesd.com. And then when you go there, right at the bottom of the page, mobile or on a desktop, there'll be a widget that just says text us.
Oh, that's
huge. Easy way to catch you.
Yep, and you just text us this data, my friend, and we can get it to you top of the week. And
yeah, cool.
There you go. All right, and what about a trailer?
So trailers we also do sell and offer through our packages. I just started a relationship with Henry's Trailers out in El Cajon, actually. They're building some trailers for us. And they do aluminum, they do painted, they do galvanized, they do the whole program as well. I wouldn't have a trailer specific to that boat in stock, but we could order
them. You can order them.
Yeah, at least facilitate making it happen.
Yep. Right. If he can get me the specs, we get it over, and so we can get him a price. And
cool.
Get him
so go to the website, either text or phone call, HH Marine.
Yeah.
Right?
HHMarineSD.com.
HHMarineSD.com.
But what's great about the weekends is that phone call is going to go unanswered, you know, and it's just going to go to a general mailbox. The text function will go
text.
Right to us. It'll get logged. The right appropriate person will get back to you Monday morning.
All right.
That's legit.
Perfect. All right. Very good.
I had another fun text come through. Says, hey, the Morning Boys, great show. Is there a difference between, let's say, a 200-horsepower, like, freshwater bass boat motor compared to one that's strictly geared for saltwater? Do the manufacturers build them differently? Is there a difference in maintenance issues, et cetera? That's from Mike and Rosemead.
So the first thing is the makeup between the engines won't be any different, but the maintenance will definitely be different. Most of the outboards you see that are freshwater only, you don't see very many corrosion issues, if any corrosion issues. Saltwater outboards, we've started to do a lot on our Instagram page. If you guys don't follow us on our on Instagram, we do a lot of tips and tricks and how-to videos. We did one last week about proper ways to flush your outboard. We get a lot of phone calls on, hey, you know, just pulled it out of the water. Do I need to run the engine when I flush it?
Right.
Where do I flush it? So we've been doing a lot of cool videos. And,
and that's that. Where do you find those?
On our Instagram page.
On Instagram,
yeah,
okay.
Our handle's HHMarineSD. But to get to the root of the question, the makeup internally, no different. But how you maintain and treat that engine, saltwater is going to need a little bit more than, obviously, a freshwater. Flush these outboards after every time you use it. That's the best thing you could do for it. Another thing we've been seeing, specifically just with, you know, issues over the past, you know, 3 or 4 months, just that people have been seeing is fuel-related issues. If the boat's going to sit for, you know, 2 to 3 months, whatever you can do to run that engine out of fuel, do that. You won't have to call H&H Marine to rebuild your fuel system, you know.
Ah, so if the boat's going to sit for a while, run the fuel out.
Yep. And the only reason why so many people are running into the fuel issues is because the ethanol that is in the new fuel that they've come out with the summer grade. And then over COVID, not a lot of people were using their boats, so fuel phased out.
The trickle down from that.
Fuel phased out. It clogs up your injectors, clogs up your fuel pumps. You know, it's just we've been getting a lot of phone calls. Hey, my boat doesn't perform as it used to, and it sat for 3 to 4 months.
Is there worth to those stabilizers, additives, all that kind of stuff? Are those worth their thing, or really what you need to do is just get the fuel out of it?
Definitely treat the fuel in the tank. But if you can clamp off the fuel line, you know, going into the motor, and then while you're flushing it, run that engine out of fuel. Definitely treat the fuel that's in the fuel tank. Stable is really good. Yamaha makes a really good one. There's a lot of good all the fuel system cleaners now are stabilizers now, or they have differences, but they're just use something.
Okay.
And make sure it's made for the marine.
Something better than nothing.
Something is better than nothing. That is 100% true.
All right, great.
And look, so with that too, the last one is how long do you need to go through? Do you use a stabilizer regardless, or if you burn through a lot of fuel, do you never need to worry about it? Like, do you just put it in every time, no matter what, because it's better for the motor? Like, when does one decide they use a stabilizer and not? You know.
So if you're going to be running through a bunch of fuel in a short amount of time, and you know, like let's say with the Admiral 220, it's got a 100-gallon fuel tank. If it's going to take you, you know, 3 to 4 months to run through 100 gallons of fuel, I would run a stabilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Always
okay.
Keep it chock full, you know, try and keep it as fresh as possible. If it's going to sit for a long time, try and keep it full. I know that stings right now, but, you know, try and keep as less void in the fuel tank as possible. Treat it. But if you're running through 100 gallons, you know, every couple weeks, the better thing to run would be an engine cleaner.
Okay.
Like Yamaha makes a ring free is what they call it.
Ring free, yeah. It's really great stuff.
That's really great stuff. And I know there's some Stable and some other stuff, some other brands that do offer engine cleaners. But if you don't see a refresh rate of new fuel you know, if it's every 3 months or you're, you know, after every time you go, you're only burning 10, 20 gallons, and then you fill up, and then you only run 10 or 20 gallons, uh-huh. like, every couple weeks. In that scenario, I would run, like, more of, like, a stable.
That's awesome.
Stable.
Great info. So you like an additive. You kind of like an additive regardless. If you burn through a ton of fuel, go to the clean side. Yep. If you don't burn through in front of you, keep the fuel stable side.
Yep.
That's cool.
All right.
Great info.
Good info. Let's jump into the phones. Yep. You want to get through. Still a line open. You have a chance to win a pair of Coast to Sunglasses. 213-432-1090.
Just like Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for getting started here on the phones this morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, looks like
we lost Jim. Yeah, I have another great text here, and it's a kudu. Oh, Jim, we have Jim?
Yeah, are you there?
There he is. All right, good morning, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, okay, good morning. A couple of things. I don't have a boat, but first I wanted to give a fish report. Is that okay, guys?
All right, give us the fish report, Jim.
Okay, this last week, you know, on this show, I've mentioned several times the quality of these one-day boats, the San Diego, the Liberty, and the one you don't hear much about, Steve Peterson's Mission Bell. But it's been so hard to get on the San Diego. I've been fishing with Steve the last 3 weeks, but Wednesday, you know, the Dorado and the Yellowtail Bite has been really good, but we got into two different schools of bluefin, yellowfin that wanted to chew on that particular day. And with the boat had 18 people, I would say 9 were rental rods, but we ended up with 18 mixed tuna. And anyway, those one-day boats for catching a quality tuna are just excellent. I mean, I've mentioned it before, and I just wanted to mention it again today that, of course, the day we went, the tuna wanted to chew, and it was great. It was great. But as far as
part,
the boat thing.
Part never hurts
as
when
far
they
as
bite.
The boat, yeah, it's nice. I mean, because, you know, these fish are on bait, and when you can get them, you know, Ricky, when you can go to get them to eat your bait, you know, that's when they want to chew, you know. So, that one-day boat for the quality of fish is just excellent. But
and you had a follow-up question, a boat question, Jim?
Yeah. If a guy, I don't have a boat, but your new facility, is there a storage area at your lot or close to your facility?
We do not, unfortunately. If you have some land and you'd like to donate it to us, we'll happily. we moved and we doubled in size, but we should have quadrupled in size,
right.
Honestly, just due to overflow and boats needing to sit. Unfortunately, we do not offer storage at this time.
That's got to be the crux of everything. I mean, boats are big, and they're not easy to move around.
Yeah.
And
you always need more land.
Yeah, sometimes it takes more than an hour to fix something. You know,
yeah.
Like
it's mostly waiting on parts.
I'm sure.
Parts, yeah. Yeah.
We had 233 expresses and another 30 footer in there a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, where'd all the room go?
Yeah, it's 100 feet of boat.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jim. That does free up 213-432-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance. Hey, Gary from Oceanside sent in a great question. He says, I bought an Admiral 2020 last year from H&H. At that time, was hard to get motors and parts, and Max at H&H went totally out of his way to find me a motor, get me on the water, and 2 months before the promised date. The excellent about calling you and letting you know where things are and what's happening. Can't say too many good things about H&H. Very happy with everything, Jeff and Max.
Thank you.
How about that, huh?
How much you pay that guy to send that one?
Yeah. Thank you for getting in there before the pandemic stuff really hits.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to do. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more tech. We do have an open line if you want to get through right now. It's 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing armor and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
The perfect day is my family and I on a boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time talking some fishing, right?
Yeah, I love having these guys on here. So much stuff to cover with H&H. Service, repair, brand new boats, fishing boats, the whole nine. This is just a great time. Great time to be doing this,
yeah,
no doubt.
No kidding. Yeah, for sure. We're phones are loading up. You want to get through? 213-432-1090. You have a good text?
I do. This one I thought was very good timing. Especially the way that we're fishing now and things that are about to, you know, the next season that is upon us also being swordfish. Good morning, guys. Anthony, can you guys set up a boat for electric fishing reel connections? That's from Rich in Camarillo.
Oh.
A lot of those big reels use, you know, some of those like 30-amp Hubble three-prong plugs and waterproof, all that kind of stuff. Have you guys run into any electrical reel request stuff yet?
Yeah, we've bid out a couple electric reels. The hardest thing right now is for us is getting the reels, but the setups, we can, you know, hook that up to main batteries, house batteries. You know, we do that regularly. Trolling motors, we pretty much the same kind of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a trolling motor, you just have an electric reel.
And you have like a, I don't know what you would call it, waterproof housings for the plugs and outlets and things like that?
Yeah, so when you're not using it, they're most of the brands, Marine Co., they have a waterproof housing that just kind of comes right over. So if you're not using the electric reel,
mm-hmm.
you can make sure you don't have those corrosion issues. You know, it's all, with us, it's all about proper pointing.
Yeah,
so
right.
If it's something that you'd like to go down, send us pictures of your layout, and we'll, you know, start to build a system. And if we have any clarifying questions, we'll, you know, texting through the website, you can send pictures. It goes to my phone, Jeff's phone, and then we'll make sure the proper people get to it.
I'm sure it depends on the reel, but like, are those things that take big draws? Like, do you got to run big big gauge wire to make something like that happen? Is the draw not, you know, I mean?
Yeah. So most of the time in the installation instructions, it'll give you all those parameters.
Okay.
And then it's, like I said, it's just building the right system. So depending if it's 100 amp, 50 amp, you know, whatever, 4 gauge wire, 100 amp breaker, and then making sure everything's properly connected and, you know, set up down the road so you don't run into any corrosion issues.
That's cool.
All right, very good. I have a great, another great text here. This is Dan from Castle Rock, Colorado. And he says, I have a home in Escondido and want you to provide, I want to see if you provide remote home service for my boat.
We do.
Yeah, which is cool, right? So tell us how that works.
So I would tell this gentleman, text us through the text us function on our website. There's a schedule us
choice.
We do mobile service. We do haul outs, so we can come to you if that is. We did a lot of that over the COVID. People, you know, didn't want to go out and deliver their boats, so we would, you know, pick them up, work on them remotely. It's definitely something that over time we found is beneficial to, you know, us and the customer. Like we were talking about earlier, we don't have a lot of space. Sometimes it's easier just to come to the customer.
That's legit.
That's pretty cool. What about, okay, my boat's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a trailer.
Yep.
Do you have trailer service too?
Yep. Haul outs. We'll come to the work on the boat at the marina.
Yeah.
If we need to haul it out, we've got trailers.
And you can haul it to your facility.
We can haul it to our facility.
All right.
You're describing Neil and I. I mean, that's why we like H&H so much. I mean, just easy to schedule. They show up with the trailer. Hey, we're going to be here at 8:30. We slide the boat on. It's done, serviced, back in the water, same time. I mean, it's just they make life so easy. Whatever your need is, take the boat to them. Them come to you. Them pull the boat out of the water. They make it happen.
All right. Cool.
All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Cast man.
Hey, man. How are things in San Diego? I'm hanging out in Oregon now.
Cass, it is so good down here right now. I mean, it is just, if you like fishing, it's biting. Whatever you're trying here.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit. Yeah, I'm telling you, I've got to get down there. Up here, our salmon fishing here on the Sayula is shut down for the year. I guess the salmon fishery has been going down, down, down. So anyway, the river itself is closed, but you can still catch salmon in the ocean. But I did hear the A word up here. They are running out about 40 miles and getting good catches of albacore, either from Winchester or down there at Coos Bay. Their boats are going out and getting some really nice catches there of albacore. Most of them are, you know, 15 to 20 pounds, no big boys yet. But
they were catching albacore off of Queen Charlotte Island when I was up in Canada last week, 15 miles off.
Get out of here.
Yeah, on the nice days. One of the people that work at Queen Charlotte Safaris said, oh, look what my brother caught today. It was like a 40-pound albacore.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The problem with up here, they only have just a few boats, and those things get booked way in advance, so it's hard to get out. You almost got to find somebody with a boat that can take you out on a, you know, private charter. But anyway, Pete, Loretto got a call from Danny Talamantes, our charter master down there, and he says the Dorado are still biting. Not a lot of real big fish, you know, average 5 to 12 pounds, but they do get occasional 25, 30-pounder. Sailfish are starting to come in there in fairly good numbers. Not much of a yellowtail bite or cabrilla or the bottom species going on, but it's primarily Dorado, and there's plenty of bait down there, a lot of sardinas. And guys are coming back with, you know, limits of Dorado, and the weather's just been fabulous down there. Nothing really hot this time of year, which is kind of unusual. Normally, you know, you're looking at 100 degrees plus, but been in the 90s. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo, Sonny Rinker and his wife, Leticia, just got back. They were down staying at the Barcelo Gran Faro and fishing out of the new marina down there. And got into some nice quality Dorado. They're talking Dorado, you know, 30, 35 pound Dorado. And inside the Sea of Cortez, up in those banks of the Ayman, San Luis, Xenorama, doing pretty good on tuna. And there's occasional big tuna, 50, 80 pounder being taken. But this, most of them are in that 15 to 30 pound class, and those are being taken on live sardinas and, of course, the chunk squid. If you're looking for marlin, not too far off the beach there, a lot of striped marlin. There's a few blues starting to come in, a few sails starting to come in now. So the marlin fishery is looking really, really good right now. And the weather has been very, very good. A lot of storms coming up the Pacific coast, but most of the storms and the Chubascos are heading west and getting out into the Pacific. And so that's pretty good as far as keeping those hurricanes from coming ashore there in southern Mexico and the Baja. But, Pete, that's the report for this week. I've got four boats and four rooms left on the Loretto Rumble and also on our trip with Corey down to Lake El Salto, January 26th to 30.
Did you say we have four spots on Loretto Rumble in April?
Yeah, we've got 21 boats.
I can't believe there's still open things right now. What's the story?
Yeah, I've got some guys. I got some guys that have called and, you know, looking for information on the trip, and I sent it to them, so they may be booking. So, anyway, we should sell it out here hopefully in the next week or two.
Such a fun trip.
Anyway, give me a call, 800-593-6510, if you're interested in one of those two trips or any of the trips we sell down in the Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America. Give us a call at 800-593-6510, or you can check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome, Cass, man. Great report, as always. Glad to hear things are biting up above and down below, whichever direction you go. Sounds like it's biting in Oregon, and certainly with a report like that, we know it's biting in the Baja. Great job, Cass, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Cass, man. Appreciate that. Hey, let's go to the Eastern Sierra right now, and our good buddy Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan. Good
morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. I hear the fishing is on fire in the Eastern Sierras right now.
Yeah, you know, we've been pretty busy working up here, but as I'm driving around these campgrounds, I'm seeing some pretty nice stringers.
That's cool. And I know Adventure and Camping has been very busy, but we had an issue last weekend. Corey, thank you very much, Corey, for bringing that to my attention. We had a text from a listener that had some confusion when he called to book his special deal with 30% off and another 20% off, 50% off a fall trip. And we wanted to clarify that situation. And go ahead and you figured out what was going on and called the person and got it all handled. So why don't you fill us in on that, Brian.
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I want to make sure that folks are visiting the right website. So it's adventureandcamping.com. There's a lot of folks out there that rent travel trailers, but there's only one Adventure and Camping, and we're the ones who deliver the trailers to the campsite for you. So most of them, you got to do it yourself. We're going to take care of that for you. We're going to take it out and park it for you. So adventureandcamping.com. But where I think the confusion was is starting Monday, August 22nd through the end of our season, which is October 16th, excluding Labor Day weekend, we're going to discount all of our rates on all of our traders 30% off of our peak summer rates. So that's going to be our published online rates. That's going to be 30% off of our normal summer rates. But what we're going to do for your listeners is any new listener to Adventure and Camping is going to get an additional 20% off that. So you're going to get 20% off of our published rates. So it's basically 50% off of what you would rent in the summertime.
That's so rad. That's cool.
So all you need to do is just tell him you heard Ryan on Let's Talk Hookup, and you'll get that additional discount starting on Monday, except for Labor Day weekend. Wow.
Yep.
And how long are you open?
You're basically going to get 20% off our published rates.
Wow.
We are open through October 16th, so we're going to bring everything in, and so basically – the last night that you would be able to stay up here would be October 15th, Saturday night. So I'll do the partying on that Sunday.
I know we've talked about it multiple times when Ryan's on, but, like, the service that they offer really is that easy. I mean, they really do everything for you. You just book when you want to go and where you want to go, and you can show up in the passenger car and the killer trailer that you picked out from their website. Like we talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago, whether that be a very small, very affordable, inexpensive trailer for a couple of buds that just want to go up and go trout fishing, or if you want to bring the whole family up or multiple families up with some, you know, big, giant, mega slide-out trailer, whatever fits your budget and you want, you literally show up. The trailer's there. It's set. It's level. The the fridge is on, the water heater's hot, the air conditioner's running, like whatever you need, like your whole rig is sit and waiting to go for you. You don't have to deal with stopping, towing a heavy trailer up to 395. Like everything's done. You show up in your truck. There's already a killer trailer set up alongside a creek. You walk out your door, you're catching a trout. It is the coolest service, and it is so affordable.
Yeah, and especially it's 50% off for our listeners. Now, here's the thing, too, is, Ryan, you have a multitude of trailer options, too, everything from kind of a basic two-person trailer to something you can bring the whole family for, right?
Yes, we do. So we've got we have a new model this year that's about 23 feet long total. That's with the hitch and everything. So that one, you know, we got some folks that like to camp in some of these small campsites. And some of these bigger trailers that we have, I mean, they're great, but you just can't get them in some of the small campgrounds. And so we added that one to the list this year. And then we got all the way up to, you know, the big 32 to 33 footers. We did bring back one of our popular models, which was a 29-foot bunkhouse model. That'll sleep like, you know, seven or eight people. We brought that back by popular demand, and that's on our economy list. So if you're looking for something a little bit cheaper, but you want to sleep a few guys in that, that would be the model to go with. So, yeah, we've got a variety.
Okay, so give me an example. I'll bring my wife up to the Eastern Sierra and want to come for like a three-day trip. Which trailer would you recommend, and how much with that 50% discount would that cost us?
So let's go on here. Let me just pick one.
Yeah.
I want people
to understand how affordable this really is. It's way better than a hotel.
That's the thing, because Dallas and I got really into doing the Eastern Sierras, and we started by doing the Airbnb thing, then we started staying at the lodges. We got introduced to Ryan via Bart Hall. You know, again, no connection. He just said, hey, you got to check this guy out. It's way lesser expensive. It's way nicer, and you're in the big trees. You're in the creek running by the trailer. That's what made us fall in love with it is, you know, We rented Ryan's service, didn't know him at all, went on the website, picked a trailer, picked a spot. We had a creek right outside the door. It's literally what made us fall in love with the Sierras. Now we do two or three trips a year. It's our favorite thing because of that experience that we had.
So our website, adventureandcamping.com.
Adventureandcamping.com.
And I pulled up a model. Yep, I pulled up a model 21 RBS. It's one of our standard models. And that's got a queen bed in it, got a nice little slide out, got some nice room in there. And I picked just three nights in our regular 30% off fall season starting on Monday at Convict Lake Campground, which is one of our basic campgrounds that we serve. And that's going to be about $760 out the door with tax. And you're going to get your listeners, your new listeners to Adventure Camping, you get 20% off of that. So 20% off of the $760.
Holy mackerel. So another $150 off of that brings it down like 60, and that's for all three nights.
That's three nights. That's delivered to your campsite and set up.
Holy mackerel.
That's awesome.
I mean, try and do that at the Motel 6 in Mammoth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, it's and you're there.
Yeah.
You're not staying in some parking lot driving to where you want to go relax. Like you're opening the door and the big tree. Yeah. It's
cooking on your own. You're cooking right there. You have a campfire. You got a barbecue if you want that.
Ryan, you'll be hearing from me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So legit.
Bring the kid up there.
Yeah.
And think about bringing the kid without having to bring all the stuff. You know what I mean? You show up and it's there. And the website's killer too. Like you can add on, so you can be as set up or as not as you want to be. If you don't feel like bringing your camp chairs, extra couple of bucks, they'll bring camp chairs. If you don't feel like bringing your barbecue, extra $10, they'll bring a barbecue. You know what I mean? Like you can do as much or as little as you want. So you could do a super small trailer with two buds that are pretty self sufficient, knock the cost down even more, or you can have Ryan provide everything.
This is like a 21 footer though.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Hey Ryan. So if we want those discounts, can we do it on the website or do we need to call?
So the 30% off is already going to be put in. That's our published rate for this time of year. Call us and or you can go online. You can do a reservation request. Just mention in that you heard me on Let's Talk Hookup and you're looking for your 20% discount and they'll factor that in. Any questions, you can always call us. Our phone number is on the website, adventureandcamping.com.
All right, that's the key. Make sure you're calling and email or on the website, adventureincamping.com. Ryan Doerr, Adventure in Camping, thanks for doing that. A great service for our listeners, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are packed. We're going to be answering your calls. Lots of texts. And we got the catch sport. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresci of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on, and the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out at the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.